The fear of the unknown is the way that neurotic people handle the concept of the unknown, okay? They are afraid of doing anything different, of wandering into territory that they've never been before. They want to be safe. They don't want to take risks. They whine and complain about anything that represents change. Change is something frightening to self-defeating people over here. They stay only with the familiar. They read the same kinds of editorials. They are afraid of new ideas. They're loaded with prejudices very often, not based upon anything in reality, but based on, if I don't know somebody out there or something is new, I reject it immediately because it's frightening to me. Fear of the unknown. Won't try out a new job, even though there's an opportunity there. Maybe won't make a career change at a certain time in their life because it's too frightening, because they might fail. So rather than facing the prospects of failing, what they do instead is just stay with the familiar. They do it in their relationships. They do it in with their friends. They even do it in the kinds of restaurants they go to, eating in the same places, having their meat cooked the same way over and over again, and never trying a Chinese restaurant or a Greek restaurant or a Mexican restaurant or anything that might be something that's different. Not because they don't like it, but because just the unknown represents something to stay away from. Okay? Over here, on that same dimension, normal people accept the unknown. They accept it. They aren't intimidated by it. They're not immobilized by it. When change comes along, they will deal with it effectively. They won't let themselves become depressed when something changes. They'll occasionally try something new, but their circle of friends tend to be thinking and acting and behaving in the same kinds of ways that they do. They tend to associate with like-minded thinkers, like-minded activities. Maybe they all like to play tennis. Maybe you all like to play mahjong. Maybe it's you like the same kind of books and movies and so on. And there's nothing wrong with that, with enjoying people who have the same interests of you. But there's just kind of an acceptance of, my friends are people that I share things in common with. And those are the kinds of friends that I have. Okay? Nothing wrong. Not putting it down. Just kind of a distinguish between the neurotic over here who's really afraid. This person accepts. But the no-limit person, the NEZ person, is someone who welcomes the unknown, seeks it out in his life or her life, goes after it. This is one of the qualities of what it means to be self-actualized that a lot of people don't really understand, that they don't have to have an agenda. They don't have to have a plan. They don't have to have a lot of goals and a lot of specific things that they know in advance how things are going to work out. They're almost excited by the unknown. If there's a gay bar in town, they're not going to be upset about it. They might want to go in there and check it out, you know, see what that's like if they've never been there before. If there's female impersonators dancing over, they're not going to say, let's get up a petition and get the transvestites out of the neighborhood. You know, they might put on a bra and walk over there, you know, and say, what is it like to wear women's clothes? You know, just check it out. They're not intimidated by anyone because they don't have that quality of prejudice, which breaks down to prejudge. That's what prejudice means, to prejudge. They don't prejudge anyone or anything. They have an open mind about it. This person over here, probably if they get past their 25 or 30, they would never dream of trying to learn a foreign language. It's like you get to be a certain age and you didn't get foreign language, and they say the reason I can't speak a foreign language is because I didn't get it in high school. Fortunately, younger kids today get it, so I can't have that. Forgetting they have 60 or 70 years left ahead of them to do anything that they want to. This person over here at 90 will wander into a foreign language Berlitz course and say, I just would like to learn Spanish. I've never spoken it before. Whatever. Well, there's an old story that illustrates the difference between two guys who walk into a Jewish delicatessen in New York. And the waiter hands them the menu, and on the menu it says, whatever the name of the delicatessen is, specialty of the house, tongue sandwiches. Tongue sandwiches. And the one fellow looks at the menu and says, tongue? Blech. It's disgusting. The other fellow who's willing to try anything looks at him and says, tongue. Never had tongue before. I'll have a double tongue sandwich. Give me two tongues on my sandwich. I want to have two tongues right here on my sandwich. Because he's willing to try it. It's the specialty of the house. He's willing to try that. This fellow over here goes, ugh, you're disgusting. How can you eat tongue? It makes me sick just thinking about it. I don't see how anybody who's even civilized can eat something that comes out of an animal's mouth. Ugh. So the waiter said, geez, you don't have to eat. You can have anything. He said, what do you have? He said, I'll have an egg salad sandwich, please, if you don't mind. You see the difference?